Let's start here. The core seed that I'm growing, from which everything else unfolds. I title this Unlocking Ancestor Dreaming. What I offer revolves around the public library that I've been building for the last few years that I call Magical Reality TV for the Revolution. This has been mostly shared as a podcast drama on my podcast, Otherworldly Giants, the Divination Channel. This is essentially my live multiverse memoir in development. The live multiverse memoir is a particular kind of genre or niche of storytelling. It's a combination of personal storytelling, fictionalized moments, ancestor communication, ancestral edutainment, oracle visioning, and future prophecy work. There are precise and powerful healing technologies that go into this storytelling. My storytelling travels to wide places in the multiverse and also very small, intimate places. At the same time, I'm doing energy healing work on myself. I'm repairing my child self body, my ancestral body, my planetary body. As a narrator, I dance between storyteller and teacher. I go into the stories and then come back out of them to observe the technology, aka illuminate what kind of medicine is emerging here, the essential village teachings, relationship lessons, insights on the ancestor healing journey, planetary directives. The adventure of cosmic travel is the heart of these stories, but the point is to help us be present in the here and now. The first thing that I would do with village funding is fortify my base. I would put funding toward my livelihood as I develop this public library, as well as put aside full-time income for a part-time assistant. Right now, my library is all over the place. A lot of it is on the podcast, some of it on YouTube. My social media is a mess. How I share and promote this work is not at all organized. I very sporadically send emails to my newsletter or post on social media. And the biggest reason for this is that I need the help of an assistant to help me stay organized, to keep to a routine and create content to draw people into this world. I just need more support that I haven't thus far been able to afford. So why full-time income for part-time work? This is where I take us back to village principles. I want to create a scholarship for this assistant position called the Promising Student Award. First of all, I recognize that I am a heavy-duty healer. My storytelling is often lighthearted, but I go to some really deep places in my ancestor healing journey. Anyone who works really closely with me will feel that and probably be a heavy-duty healer themselves. So we might spend a few hours a week working together, but I want that person to have time and space to rest, integrate, receive downloads, and process their healing journey. It helps me relax more, knowing that when we work together, you're not also burnt out hustling on three other jobs trying to make ends meet. I have someone in mind for this position who I've been in conversation with for a few years now about this. They are maybe about a decade younger than me. They're a part of a wave of folks awakening into their ancestor healing journey with a great amount of power. They are enormously talented, incredibly gifted, and very important to the planet and collective liberation. I think about my last decade and how much money I invested as I awakened into my ancestor healing journey while also endlessly worrying about how to make money on this life path. I think about this culture we have of millions of students pouring millions of dollars into academia only to graduate with mountainous debt they carry around for decades. In the days of the thriving village, the village gathered around its promising students, and we made sure they were provided for as they followed their dreams. Through this village funding system, I can turn to my community and say, when you contribute to a money-moving workshop, you're not just supporting the livelihood of individuals, you are growing this seed because you have a stake in it too. You also believe that we deserve a culture where we resource learning journeys, no matter your age, instead of deplete them or leave them to drown in debt. By working with this assistant, I will have the support I need to create better online content to invite people into the heart of what I do. I want to harness my platforms into a space where folks can come in to study and unlock their ancestor dreams. My platform can be a space where I say, let's study our dreams together. Our sleep dreams, our daydreams, our oracle visioning, the dreams we have for our lives and our planet. I'd also love to work with a social media coach to help me harness my gifts into more short-form content and opportunities to have fun with my audience. Investors in a village grant system would then be paying directly into public funding for my public library and classroom that they would get to engage with, learn from, and enjoy. That brings me to my next plot of land, the Enthusiasm Generator Program. Let's acknowledge for a minute that a lot of people have been going through really hard financial times. A lot of people haven't been able to find adequate employment. A lot of people have had to close their small businesses, or they're struggling to keep their doors open because what used to work just doesn't work anymore. Our social political realities are, of course, a huge cause of this. However, I want to point us to a major opportunity that emerges through this struggle. A lot of people who can't find work are people who work really, really, really hard on their personal healing journey. These are people who invest in themselves regardless of their resources. People who experience great joy and fulfillment when learning about their spiritual gifts, different metaphysical technologies or healing modalities, people who love devoting to their artistic craft, people who love stories. People who love analyzing stories and talking about what they learn about themselves after reading an amazing book or watching a life-changing TV show or film. The Enthusiasm Generator Program is for people on a healing journey who want to create and study stories for a living. With so many budget cuts and job losses, our opportunity here is to create a whole new economy for people who already do the hard work of healing, learning, and loving up on stories. I would like to create study grants for people who love my storytelling and want to study my live multiverse memoir, aka the ancestor healing and village teachings that emerge from magical reality TV. This could look like when I drop a new podcast episode or a new medicine bundle, I have a team of folks designated to enthusiastically binge the content and then go on a creative journey, a healing journey, or a learning journey with what I offered, and then share what they're learning with their friends, social networks, audience, community group, or platform. I want to recognize that the quote-unquote hype man is a sacred role in the village. When your sheer love and enthusiasm for something activates and inspires others to love it too, why shouldn't we get paid for that joyful labor? I've been this person many times. Back in 2003, I was obsessed with LiveJournal. Now, don't look for my old LiveJournal, by the way. I put it behind locked doors. For those who don't know, LiveJournal was or is an online blogging platform. I used to write in mine every day, not because I was trying to like stay accountable to an audience, but because I was just legitimately obsessed. I wrote in it because I wanted to. My posts were thoughtful, silly, deep. Yes, I was deep as a 19-year-old. Does that surprise you? Often my posts were very, very moody. See above, re 19-year-old Scorpio rising. Often sprinkled with weird inside jokes and full of bad and good poetry. For a little while, I just wrote all the time and not many people read it, but then I started telling my friends how fun it was. Suddenly, a year later, every single one of my friends and their friends also had a live journal because the enthusiasm spread. And I used to joke all the time, like if I could only make a living from converting people to LiveJournal, I would be a millionaire. There are many times throughout my healing journey that I found a healer or a business I absolutely loved, and I would tell people how much I was learning from working with X person or Y person. Some of their businesses really boomed, and I'll tell you, the enthusiastic power behind my chatty Gemini stellium was a big force behind that boom. I want to send love and reciprocity to these past versions of myself and create space in my network to resource this sacred village role. An enthusiasm generator pilot program could look like I bring 3 people onto my team as enthusiasm generators, and you get a 10K study grant every quarter to study my work and share what you learn with your people. This could mean hosting dinners, leaving long voice notes for your friends, sharing on your email list or social media. In another paradigm, this is the type of program that I would easily be able to charge you money for. Like I could create a structure for my public library into a course or a healing journey that you'd have to pay for, and I still might do that sometimes. But with a village granting system, I can also put money toward a principle that I really believe in, that we do deserve to get paid for the labor we put into healing and learning instead of just solely investing money. After a pilot program is established, I would be able to tack on a commission model. Like enthusiasm generators would get a study grant as well as opportunity to earn commission on, you know, anyone who joins the Spider Woman Network because of their referral. So this program has easy potential to snowball and create a lot of wealth. And not just because of the commission structure, but because this is the wealth of my medicine. I have an endless amount of stories for this live multiverse memoir coming out of my pores all the livelong day. It's like what Anya from Buffy the Vampire Slayer said, "Finesse? I got finesse coming out of my bottom!" As this seed grows, I can see many people earning a full-time income just by listening to stories they love and sharing what they learn. If you love the idea of becoming an enthusiasm generator, you can indicate that on our letter of interest form. I will prioritize folks for this position who feel genuinely moved and inspired by my storytelling and who have a group of people in their networks they want to share their learning journey with. That takes me to the next part of the garden. You might say the heart of the garden, the ancestors cinematic universe. This space is for devoted healers and storytellers creating their own multiverse memoirs and multidisciplinary projects. First, when I say memoir, I mean personal storytelling in any genre. This could be a book form, but also could be theater, dance, visual art, music, anything at all. Creators of this form are already dedicated on their ancestor healing journey, already in process of developing their spiritual gifts and unique methodologies. In other words, creating your memoir projects is an ancestral memory project. It's about remembering and channeling the ways that your ancestors used to create, make art, heal, and give back. As I've built my own practice, I've noticed there are common themes that emerge among those of us who are called to create our own evolving multiverse book projects. You may get an idea or surge of creativity to write a book, but quickly realize that your inspiration keeps unfolding into multiple realms of existence. A children's picture book also births a graphic novel for young adults with a B-side to the original story, which then unfolds into a sound healing album as a soundtrack that also comes with a set of ancestral teachings and spiritual celestial research from your lineage, which can be then shared via various entrepreneurial activities, including hosting classes, retreats, programs, or one-on-one mentorship, which then becomes extra income stream, as well as a component of your marketing and promo, as well as much needed space to process and integrate everything that's emerging from your stories, which then may flow into a behind-the-scenes documentary, or an artist roundtable series, or a living room concert tour. That is also an Earth and Star mapping project, a collective ancestor altar. The reality is, many people start creating like this when they hit a certain part of their ancestor healing journey. It's how your medicine begins to flow when you bring village-centered ancestors forward. Some healers and storytellers are feeling incredibly overwhelmed right now because they have so many ideas, downloads, creative fire spilling out of them. They have no idea where to put everything, and they have no idea how on earth they could possibly get the funding to truly support the enormity of what they're holding. It is essential that those of us who create this way, and more people who will find themselves creating this way as time goes on, have places that directly understand and support the process. The reality is a lot of well-meaning publishers, studios, programs, or coaches don't understand this process when they see it, or how to properly support the flow of this kind of medicine. I will caution against advice to try and fit everything you're holding into one money-making offer, or even multiple offers, or into a creative process that doesn't prioritize ancestor healing. Let me be clear, learning how to create paid offers out of parts of your medicine is a valuable, much-needed skill to develop, and I appreciate the many good folks who are supporting people to do this. But I'm inviting us to look at more of the ground here that needs a different kind of full-bodied financial support. To truly support the entirety of your process and livelihood when you're a heavy hitter creator. To give you more spaciousness and grounding instead of squeezing everything you're doing into a tighter funnel where not everything can breathe properly. You do need a village artist granting system or something else like it to hold you as you follow your creative process and healing journey with integrity. Let's look at the bigger picture. What's really happening here? As each of us create and share our multi-layered, multidisciplinary stories, combined with beautiful pockets and containers of research development, healing practitioner work, teaching and guiding others through your unique methodology, hosting life-changing events and experiences with your audience, prioritizing a life of living closely with the land, coming home to rest retreats and grief retreats and writing and reading retreats with really good people. What we're doing is creating our own version of the Marvel Cinematic Universe, aka the Ancestors Cinematic Universe. Hear me out. Okay, you know the Marvel movies and the Marvel comics, right? Stories about all these different superheroes across the multiverse. Some people get solo movies, then sometimes they come together with big crossovers. That's what we're doing here in real life. We're creating our own version of intersecting storylines, spin-off series, crossovers, overlapping projects, intersecting research. The village principle underneath all of this is what I call ancestral organizing for liberation. Through doing this work alongside each other, we recognize how connected our personal healing journeys are. Even when you feel like you're following your gut and spirit is leading you into some wild, weird, unexplainable places. Here at the ACU, we look at the ways that we are collectively creating this amazing tapestry together. When we put our wild and weird and unexplainable together on the same mural and weave it into the same quilt, where does that treasure map take us? How do our personal healing journeys need one another and feed one another? We realize we are each other's puzzle pieces. So what I hope to offer here is twofold. One, a dream team peer support circle. I.e. hosting a regular space for those of us who create this way to come together, compare notes, and portals. This is an ancestor-guided space to talk about our wins, share our challenges, mutual support, and skill building. This is ideal for people who have an established ancestor healing practice or work closely with a spiritual tradition, and you resonate with what it means to be a multiverse memoir creator. Note that you don't have to have many projects going on all at once. Part of what it means to be this creator is that we go through our seasons. Sometimes we're focused on one thing, sometimes many. But the point of a peer support circle would be to offer you support according to the integrity of your journey. A peer support circle can then turn into many beautiful things like gathering for artist retreats or inspired collaboration in different cities or parts of the land. village grant funding can be put toward funding these artist retreats, different people's traveling, hosting gathering places, or creating what I call heavy hitter artist grants. My goal would be to offer five-figure artist grants toward creators in this dream team circle. Number two, I'm officially introducing my new service as the Ancestors Literary Agent. This is the closest, most personalized way I can work with someone. It involves full-scale developmental support for your projects and funding to ensure your livelihood and dreams always have what they need. I'm basically Jerry Maguire in your corner, but you know, with a different personality. Anyway, my goal for folks in my roster is to get you 5 or 6-figure grants through our village system, aka you're my priority as I raise this money, and as I also help you monetize your gifts in other ways too. I'm keeping my roster very small to begin with as I launch this new service. I already have one person in my roster. Yay me, Jerry Maguire. And, you know, that might be enough for me to begin with, but I may open 1 or 2 more spots in 2026. We'll see where the interest is. The people well suited for the spot are folks who feel incredibly heart connected to my voice and vision, and you resonate deeply with what I described about the multiverse memoir creator. If this is you, please indicate your interest on our form for either the Dream Team Peer Support Circle or my literary services, or both. Hop on over to the next voice note and I'll show you the next part of our garden.